Moment number 3, Ojawa Station. Welcome to the third moment of this tour, Ojawa Station. A few days after the embassy abandoned the house in mid-1974, it was occupied by a decree of the DINA, the National Intelligence Directorate, led by the Army General Manuel Contreras. In the agency, the house was called Ojawa Station, becoming a clandestine centre of kidnap, torture, disappearance, and extermination. Although it was not a clandestine centre, because it was illegal, it was not a secret place. The neighbours were witnesses of what was happening here day and night. The period with most activity as a centre of repression was between June and November 1974, period in which there are 67 registered, detained, disappeared comrades and one political execution, Lumi Videla, murdered within the station and whose body was thrown into the Italian embassy in November 1974 as part of a plan to discredit the role of the embassy in the refuge process. You may see the faces of the comrades on the poles. Despite the horror, humanity and dignity prevailed. Various reports tell us about small gestures of resistance, such as sharing hard bread between those that were in the cells, or leaving enough space in the cell for those coming back from torture sessions, or picking up orange peels from the restroom to later on share with the rest. After 1974, the activities taking place in the station were mainly administrative. Once the DINA is dissolved in 1977, the house continues to be used by the CNI, the National Information Centre, until 1987. However, there are testimonies of people that remained kidnapped in this site during the 80s, so it is very likely that this place continued to be a centre of kidnap and torture until 1987. During the last years of dictatorship, the house was a Sename centre, National Service for Minors, until months before the end of the regime, when it is returned to its former owners who delegate the responsibility of the house to their lawyers. We invite you to continue the tour in the recovery period. Please scan the QR code which you may find in the panel next to the swimming pool.